It's All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. Today, presidential candidate Donald Trump taped an appearance on the Dr. Oz show. It'll air tomorrow. Trump took questions about his health and appeared to disclose some of his medical information.
If your health is as strong as it seems from your review of systems, why not share your medical records? Why not?
Well, I have really no problem in doing it. I have it right here. I mean, should I do it? I don't care. Should I do it? It's two letters. One is the report and the other is from Lenox Hill Hospital.
Hillary Clinton also released more details about her recent bout with pneumonia. All of this comes during a week in which the issue of the health of the presidential contenders has been front and center. But just how relevant are the medical histories of the candidates? Mary Harris from our Only Human podcast has been talking with the experts about this, and she's here with more. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Jamie.
So, Mary, how much do we really know about the histories of Clinton or Trump?
Well, so like the tax returns, it's not a requirement that any presidential candidate release their medical records. So they're really just releasing what they want to release. What we know is that Trump and Clinton have both released letters from their physicians testifying to their fitness to serve. Clinton has actually released two of them now, one about a year ago and another just today. Both of them are from her physician, Dr. Lisa Bardack in Mount Kisco. They give a pretty detailed look at her cholesterol levels, but they also get into the CT scan she got because of this pneumonia that she's been trying to shake. Trump released a letter from his doctor this summer and is set to release more tomorrow. And a lot of doctors have been really critical of what he shared. The letter that we have now, it has a typo and a couple of factual errors. But when I spoke to Dr. David Satcher, who is the Surgeon General in the U.S. under Clinton and Bush, he honed in on what has really made some doctors a little angry.
I was surprised that any physician would say what Trump physician said, and that is he's in the best health of anybody who's ever run for the office. Now, obviously, there's no way to know that, so what that would lead me to do is not trust the person who said it.
So in reality, we don't know that much.
On Twitter, Donald Trump has challenged Hillary Clinton to release, quote, detailed medical records. Is that really going to happen?
So it raises this question, like, what is a medical record? What we have right now are these letters, but a medical record is kind of a different thing. It includes every test and diagnosis you've ever had. So how deep should we be able to look at these candidates' medical histories? And people really disagree about that. This is Art Kaplan. He's a bioethicist at NYU.
I happen to be opposed to releasing all of your medical record because I don't really care if Hillary Clinton had gonorrhea in college or Donald Trump saw a psychotherapist 30 years ago. It's not relevant to doing the office.
He says if a candidate can withstand the rigors of the campaign trail, that's enough for him. Because the point is, all of us have these little medical secrets, the little mole we got removed or whatever. And it's a real question how much privacy these candidates are entitled to. But here's the thing. When a doctor releases a simple letter, it leaves so much room for debate. I talked to one more physician. This is Dr. Harry Lodge at Columbia. And he said this.
When I first went into practice nearly 30 years ago, insurance companies would, when somebody's applying for life insurance, would write you saying, how's your patient's health? And you'd write back a letter, not as flowery as what Trump's doctor wrote, but basically saying, you know, their blood pressure's normal, blah, 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 I think they're fine. And the insurance companies would accept that. And then they realized that they were getting burned left, right, and center. So as of, 15, 20 years ago, they don't want our opinion at all. They just want our records. So if the insurance companies who are actually making or losing money based on the accuracy of this have switched over from the doctor's letter to the actual medical record, I think that's a really good bar to set for candidates for president.
So it's hard to know how truthful the candidates are being, but also how truthful their physicians are being.
Yeah, exactly. You know, doctors are their patients' advocates, and candidates aren't always honest either. I mean, you look back, 1992, Paul Tsongas ran for president, and he told reporters he was cancer-free when he wasn't. He actually died 5 years later. Health can obviously impact how well you serve. You know, when I talked to Dr. Lodge, he reminded me that Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke while he was in office, and it arguably impacted his presidency. He had this history of cerebrovascular issues years before he was elected. FDR had heart failure, and that meant a personal physician had to travel with him while he was negotiating the end of World War II.
But we had a lot of great presidents who had a lot of health conditions. What should we be asking these candidates to tell us about their health? I mean, how much of it really is our business?
Well, it's a really good question, and everyone I spoke to had a different idea here. So Art Kaplan, the bioethicist who said, I don't really need to know that much, he said if we really wanted to do it right, we should ask the National Academy of Medicine to have a panel, an independent examination of the candidates to tell us what's really going on, so it's not a personal physician writing a letter. Dr. Lodge up at Columbia was a fan of releasing those 5 years of medical records, the same way it is for life insurance. Dr. David Satcher, that former Surgeon General, he echoed this idea. He said, we're investing so much power and authority in these candidates. Not knowing the state of their health just doesn't make a lot of sense. Here's the thing that stood out to me. When I send my kid to camp, or when if I wanted to be an astronaut, or if I wanted to be a police officer, I have to go through a physical exam. And it's an independent physical examination that says, can I do this job? And I think all of us need to be thinking about what we need to know about these candidates so that we know that they're actually prepared for the office.
That's Mary Harris from our Only Human podcast. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Jamie.